All right. Well, next up, back to the studio. It's Ben Harper and Relentless 7. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm feeling good, man.
All right. Me too.
So I didn't see you live at South By, but I saw you kind of doing your thing, just moving it. We're on the same plane, actually.
Oh, nice.
So did you have a good trip to Austin?
Very good. You think
yeah?
So, guy? Yeah. Yeah, I think I can speak for the whole band. We had a great time. Ended up taping an episode of Austin City Limits Television.
Okay.
Which is always, it's an honor of the highest musical accord, for sure.
Was that the thing that you saw Ann Litt here? Our own Ann Litt spoke to you down there. I think she did an intro for you at something. I don't know if it was that.
Yeah.
But, maybe it was a different TV thing, but I guess you had a busy schedule.
It was real busy.
Yeah. Well, we're glad you're here. The album White Lies for Dark Times is not out until May 5th, so it seems like you're just getting started with the shows and gearing up for it.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, let's head right into a set. Ben Harper and Relentless 7 live on KCRW.
ability. It's pounding at my door, screaming for more. In a world that owes us nothing, we give everything. Now I'm caught in between what I can't leave behind and all that I'm never find. So fly.
Shine. as a stone. I just hope it's better than sitting alone. Never trust a woman with love. The blues she gave me an 8-page letter, front and back, written in your favorite colors, blood and black.
Ben Harper, Relentless 7, rocking the spot here at KCRW. Listen to songs from the forthcoming album. It's out the 5th of May, White Lies for Dark Times. A little later on, we're going to have copies of the record plus tickets for the show coming up on the 28th of May at the Wiltern for these fellas, Ben Harper and Relentless 7. So, Ben, tell me a little bit about the band, Relentless 7.
That's Jordan Richardson on drums, who has been to the studio before. From the band Oliver Future.
Okay.
And on bass, Jesse Ingles, also from Oliver Future.
All right. Have you known these dudes for a long time?
About 4 years. And I've known Jason Mazursky on guitar for 10 years, over 10 years, 13 years or so.
How'd you first meet?
He and I first met through the lead singer in his old band, Juan Santo Condo. And I was playing Horde Tour in 1998. And the bus driver was shuttling me and my old band to a gig. And the van driver leaned in and said, "Can I play you my demo tape?" And I said, "Sure." So he threw in the demo tape, and I loved it, and became fast friends with the band. And Jason Mazursky played guitar in that band, and that's how we first met.
Cool. So you kind of helped out getting them signed?
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. So I just want to say I love the photograph on the single. This it looks like a classic Glenn E. Friedman photograph from like a punk show in like 25 years ago.
All right.
You know, this
sure,
thing
sure.
is like this amazing moment. You've obviously gotten up from the lap slide guitar and are tearing the place up right now.
Yeah, they let me out from behind it a few times to show.
And it kind of speaks of the direction on this album and this setup with Relentless 7 is more of an opportunity for you to just rock the spot.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
And it's not as though rock music is something that's new to what I do, but I do a lot of different things, so different people gravitate, hopefully or not, to different parts. So some people this may come as shock treatment, and some people will recognize this as something that's an extension of where I've been.
No, it's good. No, I mean, is it true that this album is intentionally more of a heavier blues rock sound for you?
You know, the great part about Relentless 7 is nothing is intentional. It just all forms and happens from, it's the collective of what we're all feeling in the moment we're recording and writing the song, because this album is a collaboration from writing to recording to producing.
Where did you guys record this?
It's recorded at El Dorado Studios in Burbank, on the border of Burbank and Glendale, if there is a border. Passport controlled.
It's a loose border.
You're now entering into Glendale.
The frontier. Now, you are from Southern California. You grew up in Claremont?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Hey,
and
Claremont, what's going on, everybody? Yep.
And I saw just, I was just glancing at the, you know, your bio and everything, and there was this really interesting thing about your grandparents and a music shop.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
My grandparents started the Folk Music Center in Claremont, California in 1958. We just recently celebrated our 50-year anniversary.
Wow.
And that was an amazing time. And it's one of the most incredible music environments on the planet. And I'm proud to say sister music stores. Calling it a music store is somewhat of an insult because you think music store and then you sort of have the image of some kid noodling away on a guitar, super loud, and you have to run. So it's more than a music store. It's an artistic and creative outlet, and even a think tank, really. People come to the Folk Music Center to sort of, outside the Folk Music Center, there's a post that spins around. It's about 4 feet high, and it's a poet post. People can come pin their poems on the poet post, and it's just a really, really great creative outlet. But anyway, it's sister music stores, I was going to say, to McCabe's here in Santa Monica.
Seems like you just grew up in a very special environment that was very supportive of you as a musician and just as a creative person.
Mm. Very much so. Very, very much so.
Could you ever have imagined doing anything beyond, outside of music?
Yeah, because when I was young, I used to get into a boatload of trouble, and that had nothing to do with the music that was going on in my family store. So I managed to fight my way out of trouble and, earn my way back to music.
Well, thank God for music then.
Yeah, amen.
So you're off on to a bit of a tour here. I know that you've just announced North American dates, but first you're off to Australia.
We're going to go to Australia, Byron Bay Blues Festival.
Okay. And I also got a note that you're headed to New York very soon to participate in a benefit concert for David Lynch Foundation.
Yeah.
What's that about?
That's about meditation and meditation as medicine and cure all for the planet.
All right.
That's it. It's David's way.
You go.
I really
you
respect
go.
It.
Well, excellent.
Yeah.
Who
I,
else is
I,
on
I
that?
I need to meditate, actually. But.
We all need a little.
Hello.
Who else is playing on
you
that
get
show?
Get four kids and talk to me about meditating. We'll see what happens. We'll see. You and we can have a conversation.
So who else is on that show?
A couple people, names you might recognize. Paul McCartney. We're actually leaving here. I don't mean to brag or anything,
yeah.
But Relentless 7 is Ringo's support band. On this gig.
Okay.
So we're leaving KCRW to go hang out with Mr. Starr.
That's kind of nice. That's kind of nice. Cool. Well, we're glad that you're all here.
Sorry to brag like that.
For now.
It's Ringo, man.
No, man.
I'm
glad you mentioned
it. Ring the bell.
So Ben Harper, Relentless 7 are here live. Why don't we kick off into the second sets. Ben Harper, Relentless 7 live on KCRW.
Like you could never, never fall. loved again. It's all I can do to hold on.
We're here, we're here, we're here, we're here. From my own face.
louder than war. And we don't have tomorrow anymore. You wrote a list with all your demands, then you nailed it. You nailed it to both of us.
Jason. Other Jason. Can we talk while I tune?
Sorry, what's that?
Can we talk while I tune?
Yeah, man. Tune away.
I'm going to turn the tables on you for a second.
We're loving this.
How's the new gig?
You know, it's good. You know, I think I've got my rhythm. It's quite an adjustment at first. Thank you for asking. But let me hit you. You're the man of the hour. Don't try and do that. But
don't do that, Harper. I mean, no. As I said, the first thing I said when I met you for the first time, I said, "You've got a great radio. Your voice. You should be doing this."
Well, I've always had a love affair with radio.
Not every DJ who's worked here has had a great radio voice.
Mm.
No offense. It's just the fact.
Also, you know, it's the music, and I do hope the personality comes through the music as well. A lot of great music out there, and that's the big part of the show, the personality and what's out there. I'm sure you agree there's some good music out there.
Man, there's great music out there for days.
What are you into?
There's I call her a girl. She's not a girl. She's a woman, but she's 19, and her name is Grace Woodruff. And, man, you remember that name.
Okay.
Because I think she's going to be a very, very important artist. I don't think I know. And she's a great person.
Anything that you vibed on in Austin? Did you have a chance to?
Ruthie Foster. Check her out. She's amazing.
So we hope to fit in two more, I think. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
We do have to jump at noon straight up, but you just keep playing.
What? I think this will probably be our last one.
Okay, let's do that, because I do have tickets for the show coming up, and 7-inch singles, I guess. I misspoke. I said I had CDs, but actually I have 7-inch singles, which actually reminds me that you have issued vinyl on your entire catalog.
Yeah.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it's great. It's an honor to, you know, not have your catalog just sitting around collecting dust, you know?
Yeah. All right, so let's do this. It's Ben Harper, Relentless 7 Live on Morning Becomes Eclectic.
responsible. Still you offered to buy me a gun. What's so hard about sympathy? Love is a lonely road. Love is a lonely road. When out on the edge, there's just two directions. Somebody has to lose. I should know better than to use words like never and hate. Love is a lonely road. Love is a lonely is this I'm living in a way. Love is a lonely road. 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 Lonely road. Love is a lonely road, lonely
Ben Harper and Relentless 7, the album White Lies for Dark Times, is out the 5th of May. And we've got some tickets for the show coming up May 28th. Ben Harper, Relentless 7, performing at the Wiltern Theater in Los Angeles the 28th of May. We have 5 autographed copies of the 7-inch single, The Word Suicide, and 5 pairs of tickets for our subscribers to see Ben Harper, Relentless 7, at the Wiltern, Thursday, 28th, 8 p.m. If you have not won any giveaways from us in the past 90 days, jump on the phone with your KCRW member number at 877-600-KCRW right now. That's 877-600-5279. 7-inch singles and tickets for the show at the Wiltern, May 28th, available to our subscribers. First come, first served, so good luck to you. They're non-transferable. Big, big thanks to Ben Harper and the band. Also, also Dan Connolly from Capitol Music. Mario Diaz, our sound engineer today. Aaron Mendelbaum, band sound man. Namit Pant, sound intern. Special thanks to John Lewis and Jason Groman. David Reese is our production assistant today. Ariana Morgenstern is our producer. Tomorrow, live in the studios, the Asteroids Galaxy Tour will wrap up the week with us here as Morning Becomes Eclectic. I'm Jason Bentley. I do thank you for tuning in. Have a wonderful day. Enjoy yourselves. I'll meet you back here live 9 a.m. until noon on KCRW.